Since we have another wonderful 45 minutes of opportunity for you to exercise your spirit and declare your consecration, if you have not had an opportunity to, or to share your testimony, or to prophesy concerning the messages spoken since last night. Mm-hmm. So please feel free, come forward to the mics. Brother Martin was very encouraging today by highlighting certain roles to come forward. So we would rather the saints just come forward instead of us trying to pick by roles.
Amen.
The Lord said, go.
主说,
we don't want to say no.
我们不要回答不,
so come forward, saints.
所以到前来,
the microphones are available.
两边的麦克都可以,
don't wait too long.
感谢主, 这个, 有很长一段时间没有来到主的面前, 实在是很亏欠, 但是真是感谢主, 是我又得着复兴。 主啊，真是我愿意把我，真是全然，真是再次是交在主的手上，然后也是，主啊，真是更多的得着我，主啊，真是得着我的生活，主啊，真是我愿意把我的时间给奉献出来，主啊，我也愿意有一个这样实际操练的生活，这样有一个同伴的生活，主啊，真是。 真是保守我一直活在这个召会与弟兄姊妹当中，主啊，真是为着这个，主啊你的心意，主啊，真是使我能够尽该尽的功用，使我的，使我可以在未来一年里，有一个更新的成长。阿门。是主啊，求你得着我们的奉献，主啊，我们无论我们在哪里。
主啊，我们都活在召会生活中，主啊，我们愿意被建造在这个身体中，主啊，为着神家的建造，主啊，求你持守我们的奉献，主啊，谢谢你，阿门。奉献就是我们的这个时间，我们的这个人，特别是年轻人，我们要出来，家我们也要出来，所以我觉得就是我们要无论是弟兄什么，是特别是像 Martin 弟兄今天分享的时候说，主说。 你要前来，你们我们不要说不啊！真的是，所以任何时候，我们年轻人应该是，不要害怕，应该是冲到前面来。所以弟兄姊妹们，没有不会批判你，没有任何人会批判你。但是我觉得，如果我们有这样的，你我们有这样的感觉，我觉得我们这个复兴，我们是大有渴望的。感谢赞美主。是，感谢主，是我就想借着这个机会，更新我的奉献，主啊，我爱你。 是，我想我有一个，是，我的生活是为了你的，全然奉献，主啊，我也有个心愿，就是你得着我的儿子，阿门。是，我要有些具体的奉献，就是这个奉献单上写的，只想宣读一下，主啊，是天天得着我晨兴的生活，想有一个天天晨兴的生活，和你有一个甜蜜的交通，参加各样的聚会。 还有至少寻得一个同伴一同祷告，还有为福音朋友和牧养一个名单祷告，还有这个定时的这个出去传福音和这个牧养这个粗信者是至少每周一次，还有至少每月一次这个宴请福音朋友和弟兄姊妹，至少一年陪出一个新人。主啊，请你纪念我的心愿，感谢主 ，Amen。
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm here to prophesy, and I left my paper in my car. So I guess, Lord Jesus, when we exercise our spirit, amen, the words and the flow of the Lord just comes out. Amen. I have opportunity. I live in St. Agathe, actually, 15 minutes from St. Adèle, where I used to live. And I have a lot of time on my own. And I'm sure that it's the Lord that brought me to that point. And what I do, hallelujah. And there is one thing, I want it to be a little more like this, I think, so we can see. It's because I was sitting there and I couldn't hear the other people, but now I can, but also the others. yes, and what I do, I'm in St. Agathe, and I have morning revival every morning, and after that I have all my time until my husband comes back at home around 5 o'clock, so I can get home by that time. And he's putting me on my heart to go. So I go to this little place that started to open since June the 1st, and they open it for Café Causerie. And so I go there, and I sit for a while, and I mean for a long while. Sometimes I'm there 3-4 hours. And the people that are there, they come and go, and I'm just there at the door, and sometimes I have my Bible on my lap, a paper to write, and the only thing I want to do is to be in the Lord all the time. So I have many kinds of readings of the ministry, and I do that all day. And the people that are there and the owner of the place, we have fellowship, trying to make friends. And I'm very encouraged from this weekend's consecration. Amen. Because it just confirms me that Amen. What I'm doing is in the Lord, recovery. Amen. So I'm happy for that. Amen. And there is many needs, of course. I'm there, and I'm starting to pray to have a companion. Yes, Amen. Amen. So I don't know how the Lord is going to, and with whom the Lord is going to provide that, but I'm being perfected, and I'm seeing that the body is absolutely my need for now, to be blended in the body. Thank you, Lord, for Amen. This opportunity to be here for the consecration, and I am officially renewing my consecration to the Lord. Amen. And I'm beginning to see what the body is all about.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're clear leading. I consecrate my middle age for 3 years, two times openly. But for the past perfecting training, I had God's very clear leading. 2017 spring, Anaheim. So I'm going. Amen. I would like to be here to consecrate our miniature sister's house. I confess to Lord for not taking care the two little sheep too well. But this year we have two new sisters coming to live with me. We will have 3 sisters. So she will be the mothership when I go to middle age. So we would like to consecrate our sister's house. And we would like to hope that Lord will honor our sister's house practical needs. So we'd like to consecrate Rosie, Jenny, Chao Yi, and myself for God's building. Amen.
感谢赞美主，我鼓了好大的勇气站在这里，然后真的希望我们整个姊妹之家可以得着福星。Amen。因为过去的2年，虽然我们号称姊妹之家，但是其实我们没有说做什么姊妹之家该做的事情。Amen。但是希望主真的在以后的日子能够保守我们的日子。Amen。Amen。
They also would like to consecrate their
my family.
Okay.
我希望主能够得说我的父母。
Amen. And the school. And the school.
Yes. We are classmates. And 我们希望能够得着我们的 department, materials and engineering department in McGill University. Amen. Yeah.
是感谢赞美主。 我今天在这里把我自己的时间奉献给主，希望我能够在以后的时间里能够付出我愿意付出更多的时间和更多的精力来为主就是尽到我自己做肢体的功用。然后我们有个心愿，就是在我们学院能够寻得更多主寻求的人，把他们带到召会上来，共同建造主的身体。
Amen。
是，我也想更新我的奉献，你们，哦，主要是实在是感谢你，哦，主要是实在是需要一个更新的奉献，哦，主要是希望新的一年可以更多的摆上自己，哦，主要是得着我的时间，哦，主要是我得着我的精力，哦，主要是得着我每一个早晨，哦，主要是哦每一个早晨都与你亲嘴，哦，主要是哦也是把全然自己摆上。哦，主要是求你赐给我一个清新哦敞开的灵 ，Amen。哦，主要是来接触你 ，Amen。哦，主要是哦，主要是实在是愿意变一个顺服的人。哦，主要是以往我还不够顺服。哦，主要是求你让我变得更加的顺服。哦，主要是为着神家的建造。哦，主要是你说上去得那地，我们便上去得。哦，主要是也给我们增添这样的信心。哦，主要是传扬你国度的福音。哦，主要是实在是主要是战胜我们内心的精确。哦，主要是有对人的这个，哦，主要是对人有兴趣。哦，主要是得着我们的口。哦，主要是得着我们的哦，主要得着我们的魂。哦，主要是全然摆上我们的魂，为着哦，主要是为着你的福音。哦，主耶稣，哦，主要是也是哦，主要是希望在后面可以哦，主要是把我的家也可以敞开向你。哦，主要是虽然我现在还没有买房，主要但是后面我愿意全然的摆上。Amen。哦，主要是哦，主耶稣哦，实在是有太多的心愿。哦，主要是也是。主要是愿意有更多更多的信心，把自己奉献更多给你。哦，主要是哦，主要是你是得胜的那一位。哦，主要是也是让我们有更多的得胜。Amen。
Amen。Sorry. Okay. In 2006, the next year when I was baptized, my wife Kathy and I were in Taipei. We consecrated our home.At that time to a vitalization 24/7. This is the first one. And the second one is to open our homes. And the third one is to join ourselves to a Lord's propagation in all over the world. Amen. Amen. And then each one of them, the Lord promised. And so we were in London, UK in 2008 and in Coquitlam, BC in 2012.And in this year, we are here in Ottawa. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we would like to renew our consecration Amen. To the Lord that the first one still keep the 24/7 vitalization in our daily lives.
Amen.
To have the companions, to shepherd, and to enjoy the Lord with the new ones, with the saints. And also to open our homes.
Amen.
Specifically for local English-speaking saints in Ottawa.
Amen.
And also to join ourselves to the propagation of the Lord in Ottawa.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I was really touched by all the saints' consecration today. I know that I've been consecrated to the church to God by my parents in the past. I find prophesying extremely difficult, and it's really hard to be up here, but I can't remember if I've ever publicly consecrated myself. So today I really, really wanted to do that. So I just wanted to consecrate myself to the Lord, and I want to consecrate my time to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I just feel so blessed to be in His love. And I was also really touched that each member of the church has their function.And they have their own measure. And I also wanted to consecrate my own measure because sometimes I feel very weak and I feel like I can't do a lot. But whatever it is that I can do, I really, really do want to do that. And I just need the Lord's blessing for that.
Amen.
Amen.
speak, right? You want to speak to who? Who are you speaking to, right? Right now, where are we? We're in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. We want to gain the people here. So if you speak in English, right, there's a better chance of you touching the heart of them. There's a reason why we're not translating. If you can't speak English that well, that's fine. We're just trying to encourage you to try. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story. When I started in the recovery, I learned everything in English. And I was not able to actually share in French. Is that strange? Because I learned everything in English. So I had to force myself to actually pray in French. I had to learn to pray in French. Though it's my native language, I could not pray in French because everything I had done was done in English. So you can learn and you're able to. If you're able to carry in, but you're just going to have to practice. Remember, this is a training, right? I know we're putting a little extra pressure on you, brother. Oops, sorry. I don't know if you're going to do it in English or not. But anyways, with your heart, just stay open and we understand. Amen.
Amen. I, William Xie, by the mercy and grace of the Lord, want to consecrate myself fully for the building up of God's house. Amen. Well, it's my first time consecrating myself publicly to everyone. And yeah, although it may sound impossible, but I have faith that the Lord will make this into his testimony. And yeah, amen.
I'll be entering into a new school next year, and I'm very scared to meet new people. But I just pray that the Lord can let me meet many local Canadian friends and bring them to the church. So by that way, it is easy for me to function in the church burden. And I also want to share that even though in the churches, in the big meetings, we usually only cover gospel burdens in the big meetings, but I think it always starts with the little things. Like even when a gospel friend comes, we can try to talk to them and try to greet them. Amen. And I think it's very important because sometimes when I bring a gospel friend and only I am available to talk to her, and I just pray that we can all stay open to God and receive the burden that we need to contact the gospel friends one by one, and we need to contact gospel friends.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I was so encouraged. There are many saints here to, you know, go to the stage and to consecrate ourselves. And we know that outside the world, they are all looking upon other things. But a group of saints here prophesying for the Lord. As Peter said to the Lord, Lord, you have the word of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Amen. So this afternoon, we all go to him.
Amen.
So this time, I will consecrate myself and to confess my sins to him. No longer look warm to his word, to his heart desire. And I also give my mother-in-law, my daughter, my nephew, and they are all living with us but not saved yet.
Amen.
And may the Lord open a way to remove all the hindrance so that they can not only live in the house of God but also be the members of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I didn't have the courage to stand here, but now I have the courage from the body, from the fellowship between sisters and brothers. This is also my first time to consecrate. I will consecrate my time for preach the gospel and our apartment for shepherd the young man, the new one, and for the family meeting, all for the God needs. Okay,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord for this great opportunity that I can renew my consecration. So what I'm going to consecrate is my the work, my career, and even my marriage, that I can have a life that is not only about my profit, but I can be the glorious expression of God here on earth. Amen.
Amen. renew my consecration before the saints. First of all, I consecrate my morning revival with the Lord. I hope I have a more intimate fellowship with the Lord every morning. And second, I consecrate my middle-age training in Anaheim from 2016 for give this training to the Lord. May Lord more consecrate himself to me. And I hope I can fellowship in English with some other saints. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Consecrate ourselves together. We want to open our sister's house to invite brothers and sisters, gospel friends, at least once a month, to invite them into our house to have dinner and care about them.
Amen. We want morning revival every day.
And we will pray together every day for the campus gospel, for the meeting hall, and for our gospel friends. Amen.
We will consecrate to read the Bible together every day.
Amen. We will pursue ministry books twice a week. Amen. And we will consecrate our FTTA. May him prepare for us. Amen.
Amen. 是感谢主，哦，主耶稣，沿着你爱的吸引，主啊，我愿意把主权都交给你。主啊，为着你神家的建造，主啊，我们愿意成为你的活石，主啊，把你的生命完全的注入在我们的里面，主啊，让我们成为可跟随你行走的帐幕，主啊，把我的同伴更新的奉献给你，主啊，求你得着我们每一天的祷告，主啊，哦，更加加深对我们的说话，哦，主啊，也得着我的全人与生活，主啊，得着我的工作，主啊，把我的家也奉献给你。 Amen。
This is my first consecrate, and I want to consecrate my time. And last year, I bring Maoren Qin to the God, but I didn't shepherd him very well. Now, and but now I want to put him into God's hand. And yeah, that's it.
Amen.
So I heard several times a question about how to balance your church life and ordinary life. So a good answer that we have only one life. Well, I want to, but in a practical way, that's a concern of the time. How many times you put into the church and in your home. So now I have two children, and they are still young, and sometimes I need to take time to take care of them. So, and I found that my measure is maybe less than the measure of other brothers or sisters. But even though my time is limited, sometimes I'm limited, but I hope that this time doesn't belong to me. This time still belongs to Lord and belongs to the brothers and sisters. So I concentrate my time to Lord and to all the saints, especially for some, like for the coming gospel season in 2 weeks. Even though I'm limited sometimes, but I will try to separate a time to preach the gospel and to go with brothers. Amen.
Amen. Again, I consecrate my dear brother Zhang Kang and brother Maoren Qin to you. All our grant them a normal church life in the brother house. Oh Lord Jesus, for myself, I consecrate my parents to you. Oh, Lord Jesus, consecrate my life of gospel to you, Lord. And also, I consecrate my full-time training to you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, just get, very simple, just gain me. Just gain me as a stone that you can step on. Gain me as a way that you can go through. Oh, Lord Jesus, praise you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I was really touched by the Brother Aaron sharing this morning concerning the third layer of the building. Many of us would like God to perfect us directly, or at least an apostle to come and perfect us, but we are here in the church, and we might wait a long time if that's what we're waiting for. All of us are placed in this environment where we can be perfected. We don't need to wait for Brother Minoru to come. We just need to enter into the church life. We need to enter into the gospel preaching. If you don't know how to preach the gospel, just come. You just go. You know, something interesting that I learned in Ecuador about 6 years ago, Dan Toll shared with us. The Lord just said, go. He never said how. Right? He didn't say at the end of Matthew, he said, go and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, you know what you know what else he said in John? I am with you all the days of your life. Right? So the Lord says, go, but he also says, I am with you. So none of us are without excuse. Don't you have a regenerated spirit? Right? Don't you have a mingled spirit with the triune God? So we just have to go. As we go, we get perfected. We make mistakes. Go to the prayer meeting. You don't know how to pray, but you go. Go to the home meeting. Go to the video training. These are all opportunities where the members perfect one another. So none of us are here, hopefully this morning, without excuse. I need a mature one to perfect me. You're living in a brother's house. Every environment is for our perfecting. Lord Jesus, may we give ourselves to be perfected. May we cooperate with our mingled spirit. Be one with the moving spirit. To be trained day by day.
Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful training. And I was touched by by many things, but by the consecration, we have to go on day by day. A day without consecration is a wasted day. And why do we have a morning revival? It's so important in my life and in our life collectively, to, if we want to preach the gospel, if we want to open our mouth to prophesy or anything, we have to close our mouth in the morning. That's what I learned from the Lord, to listen to Him. What He wants to say to me, what He wants to show me. He wants to open my ears to see what is in His heart. What is His desire? To build His house. Oh, Lord Jesus. Is the Lord Jesus, does the Lord Jesus was consecrated to His Father? Always. I'm a gunman. You are a gunman. Praise the Lord. It's possible to be consecrated every day. Christ was the slave of God. We are the slave of God. Amen.
Amen. I was really touched the consecration. Our consecration is not only for, Lord love us. We are really touched by the Lord. So we really want to give ourselves to the Lord again. Lord want to, rise up the standard of the consecration. We needed to consecration for the building up. And this afternoon, I really touched by the Lord. You know that if we want to have a very practical the building up, we need to consecrate, not only consecrate to the Lord, we need to consecrate to our brothers. You know, Lord really want to build up together, and we need to have the companion. You know, but in our practical church life, is we have the big back door. You know, could you understand it? With a back door, with the front door maybe not wide, but our back door is always wide. So many times, it's very hard saints can touch us, because we always have some excuse we can take leave. So I really touch that we really want to be built up together. We needed to pray, Lord, I want to give myself to our dear brothers. Amen. I really want to give ourselves to our companion. You know, many times, even recently, we have a burden to pray with some students, some younger brother in the brother house. Every morning, we get up early, 6:35, we come together, pray for the church. You know, pray for the God's moving here. You know, many times, you know, that we really consecrate ourselves to her again. Many times, maybe today I'm not available, and I have to take a leave from our brothers because we consecrate together. You know, dear brother, I really touch that this time, it not only, you know, give us a very, very fresh vision, Lord really wants to touch us. How we need to have a practical building up the body of Christ. Let the Lord lead us, you know, step by step, in a very practical way.
For many years, I shared this with my group. I was believing that the main goal of God is to bring my life, just bring salvation to my life. But I understand now that God goes beyond that. God wants to dwell in my life. He wants to make habitation in me, and He wants to be reflect in me, in my life. So I appreciate that salvation is just the first step to come with Him and live with Him and in Him. About consecration, I found that in this little page, we have a very practical way to make a consecrate life for us to God. Maybe the first step, the first one we have here is easy to read, but I think it's the turning point in our life. Be revived every morning, every day. Maybe it's easy to read it or easy to understand, but in a practical way, I think it's the most difficult, because we have to fight every day to put that time for the Lord. A real time with the Lord is hardest. It's to put a pure heart for Him, to clean everything and say, God, I am here empty for You, and I want to receive from You what You are. One of the sisters shared with us that only God is love. Only God is perfection. So if I want to share love with others, if I want to be perfected, and I want to help others to be perfect, the only way is to have God in my life. I cannot give love by myself. I cannot be perfect by myself. I can put my best effort, but at the end, if I don't have God in my life, all of that will be empty. Like 1 Corinthians say, that is something without meaning. The real meaning comes from the Lord. So the turning point is be revived every morning, every day, every second from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So yesterday I really touched by brother shared one word. It's GI. So GI, he said, is a garment easier, right? So in the evening, I just think about this word. I think it's a GI means garment of the United States. But we're in the G, it's garment of the kingdom of God. So we are not just the GI, it's garment issue, we're the God issue. So praise the Lord, we are in the kingdom. So I just really want to reconsecrate myself to the kingdom. And then not just for the Lord, but just for Lord's heart desire, for building up His eternal building, for God's house, and also consecrating myself to brother's hands. I mean, we can just fellowship together. We can serve in together. It's not just for Lord. We for the practical way, just for the body of Christ. We had also consecrated my career, maybe prepare the time for my middle-aged training. I really think about this. Just please pray for me and strengthen us in the body.
And praise the Lord. That in consecration, it's like it's easy to follow that first, be revived every morning. And even the second, attend meetings steadfastly every week. And also have a companion. But in number four, it says that, and also have a list of gospel friends. But in fifth, it says, preach gospel and shepherd new ones regularly. Oh, praise the Lord that in this consecration, praise the Lord, amen. Last year, the Lord brought, I work as a nanny, and then I said, Lord, I haven't seen a lot of people, so I'm limited. But now the Lord, this year, the Lord changed my workplace. And now I'm around a lot of Canadians. And now, this year, I went to Anaheim. And then my colleague, I asked time off. And my colleague thought that I'm going to Anaheim for a fun. But I told them that I went to a training. And now all my work, my colleague knows that I'm a Christian. And then they're teasing me that I'm a Jesus daughter. And then, Lord, take advantage of this, that my colleague knows now that I'm a Christian. Why do I open my mouth and share the Lord to them? Yes, they know that I'm a Christian, but it stopped. They don't even know. I don't even open my mouth. Like to share the mystery of human life. But praise the Lord that, because before when I got saved, I only focused to my family. But praise the Lord, this year, even my parents got saved and baptized. Even my brothers got baptized. And now it's time to focus to the people around me, even my friends. So this year, I concentrate that at least one or two to my colleagues that I bring to the church life and also remain and enjoy the church life in Ottawa. Amen.
And I was really impressed by the brothers sharing last evening about the cloud and the tabernacle. So the brothers shared that our leading from the Lord should never be separated from the move of the tabernacle. So in the Exodus, we see this picture that the move of the cloud is always with the tabernacle. This means that if we find the cloud, we also find the tabernacle. Where the cloud is, where the tabernacle is, there the cloud is also there. So what this means is that God's leading is very much related to the building up of his temple, the building up of his tabernacle. And God's leading is also for the building up of his dwelling place. So I just feel that in our life, if we come to a point where we need to make important decisions, if we are a consecrated person, our life will become very simple and we will become less anxious, because whatever decisions we make, we want them to contribute to the building up of the tabernacle. We want the decisions we make can better allow us to be better built up with all the saints. So may this vision of his building to be deeply wrought into our inner being. May we have a clear vision of the tabernacle, of his building, and may we enter into his heart's desire to consecrate ourselves, to consecrate our life for the fulfilling of his eternal purpose.
This weekend, we touched the matter of God's building. In God's building, there is a need for consecration. Actually, the matter of consecration you can say even a marriage is a consecration. I think recently we have quite a few marriages, and I was asked to attend or speak on a marriage. Actually, it is a consecration of a couple to themselves. I mean, you know, one the husband to the wife. And yet, in our believing in God, having a personal relationship with God begins with consecration. Isn't that right? The first prayer, Lord Jesus, I love you. I want to receive you into my heart. I want you to be my Savior. I give my life to you. Isn't that a consecration? You know, as couples, I don't know, if you could be a couple, consecrate to one another. Actually, consecration is just a beginning. A couple's consecration initiates, or you can say, lay the foundation of their marriage life. But when you have a child, right, Martin, right, you and Monica were married along, you know, traveling the world. But when you have a child, I just feel as parents, you come to a realization for this family with children, not just two of us, actually you need a new consecration for your children, right? You live differently because you have a new child. But here in the building, I think we're touching another level of consecration. Quite often we say, Lord, I consecrate to you for my sake, right? Lord, so you can bless me, bless my family. I consecrate so you can give me a good job. But this weekend, the Lord has shown us and has revealed to us a higher consecration. That is the consecration not for ourselves, our own interest, but for God's desire. That is for His building. God needs our consecration to build His temple. Actually, that is only a beginning. If you look at the Old Testament, you know, how can God build? How do they have the tabernacle? It is from whatever God blessed them in Egypt, right? They, in a sense, they worked for Egypt for 40 years. Pharaoh didn't pay them. Worked for free, under tyranny. But when they came out, the Lord said, no, you should ask, because this is your wage. When you work in Egypt, we should rob the world, rob Egypt. So when they come out to the wilderness, they have to consecrate whatever was they got in Egypt to the altar. That means they need to sanctify the gold. And whatever, all the materials for God's building, actually, you know, without it, you cannot. So today, practically, I just want to share this. You know, all of the points that we have, you know, how can we build a church today in the New Testament? It is by Christ. And all the practical experiences of Christ that has been wrought into us. Why do I need to read the Bible? Why do I need to pray? Why do I need to preach the gospel? Right? The brother said, we need to gain materials. Right? We need to let Christ increase in us and through us. So may we, in our consecration, very practically, it says that to find a companion. Why do I need a companion for the building? Why do I need read the Bible, pursue the Lord? All of this is for, in order that we will have the materials for God's building. So may all these check marks, that whatever the Lord touch us to do, be producing the Christ in our experience for God's building.
Thank you, Lord, for this perfecting training in the Church of Montreal. We see the central line of this training is about consecration. It's a serious process because we give consecration, Jehovah receives this consecration. We know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I want to read about Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, on the joints and joints and marrow, and able to discern the thought and the intentions of our heart. I want to tell only for us not need afraid when we consecrate to God. For us need to try to carry out, to try to practice in this consecration. Not afraid, because Jehovah heard us every word. Amen.
Very rich. With some practical and practice, we can link each other.
那我们就有一个报告，就是接下来我们会去楼下用餐。 然后用餐完之后的整洁，今天晚上是轮到英文和大专生，那负责是万家和Dennis弟兄，请要参与服事的弟兄姊妹来与他们两位见面。